It was an exciting day's racing yesterday, and one of the real excitement machines of world racing really right now is Red Zell. He just does extraordinary things. Broke the Randwick 1,000-metre track record yesterday, and his trainer Peter Snowden is on the line. Peter, good morning. Congratulations, and gee, it was good to watch yesterday, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Ray. Jimmy, it certainly was. It was good to see him get back to winning form and win as well as he did. There's a lot of authority. It was good to see.
Yeah, so what do we think back to the Lightning and think about that defeat on that day?
The form's held up, Jim.
Well, that's right, with Redcoat Warrior winning again yesterday. There was talk about the blinkers and maybe Red Zell didn't see Redcoat Warrior. What's your thoughts on it now, Pete?
Oh, no, look, he ran terrific. Like, the time was exceptional.
Right.
Kieran wrote him a treat. It's just that when you look back at the replay and just see what was happening, he was just getting one of those real gun runs. He was just smoking up behind him. Like, he's ridden board yesterday. He's ridden back off a hot speed in the Lightning, and you could see he had a lap full of horse, but he was just very, very well timed. He just popped out about 90 metres ago and just charged late, just had a full head of steam up and just pipped him right on the post. So, very good ride, but I thought my boy, he went terrific. He couldn't run much quicker than what he did. The sex was about there now. He ran 56.5, I think, from memory, and I think the last film was a 10.03, so very, very fast time. He ran superb. Just pipped right on the post, but he made amends for it yesterday and won in good time and with authority. He was very strong to the line. Kieran said that was the best part of his race yesterday. He just felt so good going through the line. So, from a future viewpoint, heading towards the TJ, that's what we wanted to hear.
Hey, Pete, the theme today of our show is heart and the mouth stuff. Was it heart and the mouth stuff for you when Super 2 was absolutely flying five lengths in front, top of the straight?
Yeah, knowing the horse too, like, we beat it fairly easily 2 weeks ago in Melbourne, and I thought there has to be a stop point somewhere. He couldn't possibly keep that speed up for the whole 1,000 metres. But to Kieran's credit, he rated that horse perfectly. We said pre-race we need to do our maths really well because we need to be very good late, so we need to be conservative but be very strong late because there's a couple of good back markers in there. We have a lot of respect for the three-year-old and also Gay's horse. It's first-up specialist and looked amazing yesterday. It just looked very, very well. But Kieran rated him really well and he was very strong through the line and he's starting to pull right away late.
I was reading about Red Zell and how, you know, used to do things perhaps a little wrongly when he was a colt. Now at 5 years of age, do you still see improvement in the horse, Pete?
Look, it's good to say yes. It makes me feel good to say yes. But look, he's only got to hold his own.
Right.
He did last year was good enough, and he's come back in exactly the same form, and he looks the same, feels the same, everything the same about the horse. He's probably just a bit tougher. You know, this horse, he's still in his prime, like he's five, coming six. I think that's this would be his time when he's fully matured. And we really looked after him, and quite often need to do that. Good things keep happening, so hopefully we keep him sound and things keep going well, and we keep him in the frame of mind that he is at the moment.
Peter, talking to you during the week, I know long term you've already got your eyes on trying to go back to back in the Everest, but for now, is it straight into the TJ, maybe a barrier trial in between over the next month?
I think that'll be the plan with him, Ray. It's worked with him quite a few times like this, though, where it's just a nice trial, probably 10 days out. And it'll be a good trial just to clean his wind out and have him where we want him. But he doesn't need consistent racing. We did think about going back to William Reid, but a bit back to Melbourne, back again, is probably we don't really need to do it. He has been a month between runs and pulled off career best run, so I think we'll stick with that plan.
How'd the tie go yesterday, Pete? Was it all right? You got the superstitious tie.
I'm terrible like that. It's just some things. Mind you, if I wear a tie and have a bad day, you never see it again. It works both ways. But that tie, actually, my mother-in-law gave me a tie almost identical. I wore that all through my on good days only. When you really want a bit extra help, I wore it all through my Dali days. And I can't tell you, if you look back, it was very, very lucky for me. And then I got that old, it wouldn't let me wear it anymore. So my daughter Lisa bought me a tie almost the same, and now that's the one I wear when I really want an extra bit of luck on the day.
I think my colleague Matty Jones got the full brother, hasn't he, Pete?
He
was very proud of that yesterday. He said,
that's one thing, I'm not a fashion freak. I just wear clothes that Lynn puts out, and that's it for me, and I don't take much notice of anybody else. And when he showed that tie, I thought you wouldn't believe it.
Exactly
the same tie,
He was very proud of that,
Scorched the Earth over the 1,000, 1,200 as well, we know has great ability. Do you have the best distance, do you think, for Red Zell, Pete?
I think 1200 is his best trip now. I think he can control speed and he can kick off a hot speed. So I think, and around the corner, all those things add up to, I think probably 1200 is probably his ideal distance now.
And just finally, Pete, Emperor's Way won his fifth run of seven this prep. He probably should be unbeaten. Broke through at stakes level. Gee, been a good horse.
Yeah, what I like most about him, Ray, is his tenacity at the end of his races. He's just really determined. He just keeps putting that head out. And I knew when I was going to get close to the last furlong, I thought, well, he's not going to die wondering this bloke. I know he's going to give everything he can. And he just worried the other horse out. I thought it was very, very gallant effort. He was given a good ride. They went steady early. The sexual sort of helped him and sort of expecting to run on. It went very slowly early in the race. But still, he got to do it and did it at a level that he hasn't been to before. And so he's done an amazing job. He's definitely a horse to look forward to later on.
Pete, you know it's coming. King's Trust, an update, please. How are we going? Is it still a colt or are we now talking about it as a gelding?
No, he's still a colt at the moment. As we know last time, and he fell apart a bit late. He started to lighten off pretty quickly. So he left him a colt just to build up a bit more. He had a good spell. He has come in stronger. He looks a bit like probably you and me now. He's got a bit bigger girth around him. But he looks in good order, mate. He's only been back a week, but he's smiling at me every morning. Whether that's a good sign or a sign he's going to have the land of us again, we'll find out.
Well, Jimmy's up on his toes already, Pete.
So we're not a chance for the slipper. I just want to confirm that.
We'll leave that for somebody else.
Okay.
He's already talking Everest and Royal Ascot and everything.
You want me to come in for the negotiations for the Everest, Pete?
Well, I was thinking more like Bong Bong.
Oh, we don't want to hear that, Pete. Thank you, mate, for this morning. Well done yesterday. Fantastic, exciting times with Red Zell ahead.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Pete.